If there's one place you want to go to see some of the most dramatic effects of climate change right now, it's the Arctic. Permafrost is thawing, glaciers are thinning, and the polar ice cap is shrinking way faster than scientists ever predicted. That's where we're going to go to next with reporter and oceanographer Ben Hardin. Ben traveled to the Arctic last spring to document the work of a team of researchers with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. But along the way, he encountered another group of researchers who were trying to answer a big question about melting Arctic ice. And he was there when they had their eureka moment. Here's Ben's report.
If you go at the right time of year, there's still a lot of ice in the Arctic. And sometimes, for scientists to get their job done, they've got to bust through it. That's the US Coast Guard icebreaker Healy, plowing through the ice north of Alaska last spring. The boat was carrying a team of researchers, biologists, ocean physicists, chemists, all here to study the changing ice.
We're out here, it's early May, we're looking at basically what this looks like all winter. It's snow-covered, it's bright white.
That's ice scientist Chris Poloshensky from the U.S. Army Cold Regions Research and Engineering Laboratory. Off the ship now, he's walking through foot-deep snow, 100 miles from the nearest land. Other researchers have begun drilling through the ice or sawing up sections of it. Poloshensky's setup is probably the least impressive-looking here. Half a dozen plastic pipes staked into the ice. But they're exactly what he needs to study a big spring change that comes to the Arctic every year.
About the 1st of June, it's going to start to melt out here, and the water's going to pool on the surface of the ice.
Before long, these melt ponds will cover vast areas of the Arctic Ocean, turning its surface into a mosaic of intense opal blue.
It's one of the most dramatic transformations of a landscape there is anywhere on Earth.
But it's more than just a beautiful change. It can have a big impact on the global climate because it affects how much heat from the sun is absorbed up here. Right now, Poloshensky says,
about 80% of the sunlight that's coming in goes right back out to space and will very, very quickly drop to as little as 20% as soon as that water starts pooling on the surface.
That's because the darker ponds absorb more heat than snow-covered ice, and more heat can mean more melting, which is exactly what's been happening here. Since the 1970s, the Arctic has lost half of its summertime ice. But here's the thing, scientists know melt ponds are crucial to understanding what's going on up here, but they've been struggling to simulate them in the computer models that forecast the Arctic climate. It's hard to predict exactly where or when the small ponds will show up, and scientists don't really know why the melt ponds even stick around. That's where Poloshensky's drainpipe experiments come in.
Over here in this hole, we poured in seawater. Put, you know, 10 or 15 centimeters of water in there, and there it goes, right back down.
The seawater just drains right down through the meter-thick ice. Poloshensky says that's because even though it looks solid, sea ice is full of tiny cracks. But if the water can drain through, why do the melt ponds even form?
What could possibly be making it, on the one hand, so permeable we can't even measure it, and on the other hand, so thoroughly impermeable that the 2 centimeters of meltwater that form on the surface stay on the surface for a week. This is our crazy experiment right here. This one we poured fresh water into. We're going to bring it up in there just a little bit, and we're going to let it sit. And it's not draining out, just like the melt ponds.
Boom, the eureka moment. Because here's the thing, the snow that melts to form the ponds is fresh water, and fresh water freezes at a higher temperature than salty seawater. So it solidifies inside those tiny cracks in the ice when the seawater won't. That's why the melt ponds stick around. It's a seemingly simple answer to the riddle. Hard to imagine no one ever thought of it before.
I published the idea in a 2012 paper, but I wasn't really sure it was all that good of an idea.
Seems obvious now. Whoa. This is great. This is what you come out here for. See stuff like this.
The discovery by Poloshensky and his colleagues is just part of the melt pond puzzle, but it's a big piece.
Let's get a picture of this.
Right, yeah, that probably makes sense.
But after 4 hours out on the ice, there's little time to celebrate.
Well, I think we should probably not gloat for too long.
I think so, because we're going to probably have to wind this up very soon.
Got to get back to the icebreaker and on to the next research site. There's plenty more work ahead for Poloshensky on this Arctic expedition, but it's his findings on this piece of ice that might make the biggest splash in helping to understand what's ahead for the rest of the planet. For The World, I'm Ben Hardin.